This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Tonight we're learning Daf Nun Vav Amid Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Hanoi Dimin Abayis, one who makes a neder not to get Hana from a house, Mutter Ba'aliyah is allowed to get Hana from the second story. Divrei Rav Meir, this is the opinion of Rav Meir. V'chamim Oimrim, the Chachamim say Aliyah B'chlal Habayis. The upper story is like the house. So, it's machlokes, when you say house, do you mean only the first floor, or do you mean the second floor also? So, Rav Meir says, when you say the house, you mean the upper story also. Rav Meir is of the opinion, when you say a house, you mean the upper story as well. And the Chachamim say no. When you say a house, you are mutter in the upper. Rav Meir says you're mutter in the Aliyah, and the Chachamim say Aliyah b'chlal habayis. But Hanoidim and Aliyah, if you make a nether from the upper story, mutter b'bayis. That for sure, you're mutter in the house itself. In other words, there's a machlokes whether the house includes the upper story, but everyone agrees the upper story does not include the house. Says the Ran, min abayis mutter ba'aliyah du Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, aliyah lesa b'chal bayis. The aliyah is not part of the house. Rabbanan pligi aleh, the Rabbanan argue, the Sril, who they hold the aliyah b'chal bayis. Miyumayda, they agreed that hanod min aliyah mutter ba'bayis. If you make another from the upper story, your mutter in the bayis. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara, Mantana, who's the Tana of this up and coming, this coming Braisa? Beveis, it says in the house, it says in the Parsha of Taras, V'nasati nega Taras Beveis Eretz Achu Zaschem, Beveis L'Rabbe says Ho'aliya. In the house, it includes the upper story. Now, why do I need a pasuk to include the upper story if the upper story is already included in the house, according to the Chachamim? The Chachamim say, Aliyah b'chal bayis. The fact that there's a drasha, l'rabbi says aliyah, must be, this is going, according to Rav Meir, Amrav Chizra Meir, di Rabbanon, ha'amri Rabban aliyah b'chal bayis. Lamali kra, bevayis l'ribuya. Why would I need a pasuk bevayis to include the upper story if according to the Chachamim, the upper story is bechlal the bayis? Says the Gemara, Abaye Omar, Abaye says, feel tim Rabbanon. It could even be the Rabbanon. Boi kra. You still need a pasuk. Why? The Sakadai Techamina, I would have thought. It says in the house of the land of your inheritance, which means the mechaber ba'ara shmei bayis. Whatever is connected to the ground is a house for this halacha. But aliyah, even though normally aliyah is part of the bayis, aliyah haloi mechaber ba'ara. The upper story is not connected to the ground. So even though normally the upper story is connected to the ground, but not legabe hilchos taras, because it doesn't just say bevayis, it says bevayis eretz achuzaschem, which implies that the house has to be connected to the ground. Fine. Says the Ran. The Ran is a little bit further on the page, like halfway down through the page. Bevayis eretz ksiv, koloimar bayis hamachubar laaretz, the house connected to the land. Marehu aliyah. No, Ran is going on later. Okay. The Gemara continues. Keman oza hada amr of Huna barchia mishmeid ula. According to who does it go like? That which Rav Huna barchia said in the name of Ula. Bayis beveisi ani moichalach. We have a brayse that says, a house, in my house, I'm selling to you, Marehu Aliyah. Let's say like this. Let's say the seller says, I'm selling you a house in my house. Bayis Bevesi Ani Machalach. Marehu Aliyah. He could say, you know what I sold you? I sold you the attic. Now, Taimud, so that means that if the seller says, I'm selling you a house in my house, he could later say to the buyer, you know what I sold you? I sold you my attic. Which is very interesting. Taimud Amar Le Bayis Shebevesi Ani Moichelach. The reason he could show him the attic is because he could say, a house, in my house I'm selling to you. But let's say he didn't say bayis bavayis. Baha bayis tam. Let's say he just would have said house tam. Enu mareo aliyah. Can't show him the attic. Why? Because an attic is not part of the house. An attic is only a house in the house. But an attic is not part of the house. It's a riot to a mayor. Lamer a mayor here says, Gemara, afil tem rabbanan. You can even say it's the rabbanan. May aliyah. What does it mean in Aliyah? Me'ula shebebatim, the best of the house, the best of the houses. Now we're saying that this has no implication at all on the above mentioned Shaila. If you say bayis, shebebayis, a house of my house, what you mean is, I'm going to sell you my best real estate. So the halacha is, he could sell him. He has to show him his best real estate. Let's see the rod. Bayis beveis aretz ksev kolaymar. Bayis hamechubar laaretz. A house connected to the land. Marehu aliyah. He could show him the attic. And ratzam moicher, if the seller wants, oimer lelakech. He could say to the buyer, aliyah macharti lach. I sold you the attic. Afagav de Gria, even though that's low quality, diadlo kechal tachtoina. The hand of the buyer is beneath. Meaning the seller has possession, so he could say, I sold you the attic. Lema Rameir Hivloi Rabbanan. The only reason he could say I sold you the attic is because he said bayis shebebayis. But ordinarily he can't sell him the aliyah. Lema Rameir he v'loy Rabbanan du Rabbanan afagav du loy amar bayis bevesi. According to Rabbanan, even if you didn't say bayis bevesi, ela bayis ani moichelach, only a house I'm selling to you, mareo aliyah. He sells him, he could sell him the attic, he could show him the attic. Dahala didhu aliyah b'chal bayis, because according to him, the attic is part of the house. May aliyah me'ula shebebatim, m'hochi kamar. Mareo aliyah, al karchach shel moicher, against the will of the seller, he has to show him his best stuff. The kivan de amarle, since he said to him bayis bevesi, so tzarch livrar loy hameula, he has to select to him the best stuff. The davka de amar. So in other words, we're changing the whole meaning. We're saying if someone says bayis bevesi, he has to show him his very best stuff. He has to show him his very best for stuff. V'davka da'amar bayis bevesi. It's davka if he says, a house in my house. Ha'amar bayis tam. But if he says, stam a house, loy. El mareo garo. He could sell him a lower quality house. Says the Mishnah, hanoider min hamita. If someone makes a neder, he's not going to get benefit from a mita. Mutter b'dargash. He's allowed to get benefit from a dargash. What a dargash is, we're going to have to see. It's something like a bed, but not quite a bed. So if you make a neder from a mita, you're mutter in a dargash. Divrei Rav Meir. These are the words of Rav Meir. But the Chachamim say dargash b'chla mita. Dargash is incorporated in a bed. Hanoid min adargash, if you make a nether from a dargash mutter b'mita, you're permitted in a bed. Says the Rana on the Mishnah, it's all the way third line on the top. Dargish Mefarish B'Gemara. Mutter. Okay, the next round is going on. I guess later on in the Gemara. So the Gemara, my Dargush, Amar Ula, Arsa Degada, a bed of good luck. It's a bed they would put out for the angel that guards the house. So nobody, no human actually slept there. It was like symbolic that it's for your guardian angel. He should stay there. So if you ask her Mita, your mutter and a Dargush. Amar Ula Arsa Degada, a bed of good luck. Amrule Rabban Al Ula, the Chacham Satula Haditnan. We learned in a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Kishahin Mavrin, it's talking about when a king is sitting Shiva, when they give the king his first meal as Avin Avel, Kala'a Mesubin Al Arts, everyone sits on the floor, V'hu Mesav Al Adargash. He leans on the Dargash. So now the question is, Kula shata lo yasvala. The whole year, the king's not sitting on the dargush. It's for good luck. Hahu yoima yasvala. And then now when he's mourning, we let him sit on the dargush. Why would we do that? So the Gemara says, Maskefla Ravina. Ravina asked on the Rabbanon's kasha, midi dahava basvayan. It's like meat and wine. The kula shati boy. The rest of the year, if the king wants to eat meat and wine, he could. If he doesn't, he doesn't have to. But when he's a mourner, we give him the wine and the meat against his will. He has to eat it. Says the Ran, three lines from the bottom. Arsa degada, noigin hoyolatsia mita lamazal habayis. The minhag was to spread out a bed for the good luck of the house. Gada mazal. Gada means good luck. V'doy malay, and similar to it, b'soyv perek ba'ma isha yoytza. God gedi v'sanuk lay. Kishah yu mavrin oysay l'kayin gadol. When they give the kayin gadol the sudas havra, she'ira lay avel. If an avel happened, if an avelos happened, masnisin hi b'perek kayin gadol. Kula shasa lo yasavala. The whole year he doesn't sit on this bed. Ad achshav lo yasavala isamita. Shehri munachasi l'sar habayis. The rest of the year it's designated for the angel of the house. Bahashta the avel. Now that he's an avel, hu yasavala. He does sit on it. Mehechi tepiglan. Why would we do such a thing? Says the Gemara. Ela hakasha. Here's the question. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, that in Avel, we know an Avel overturns his bed. Dargush, loy hayu kaifeo. He doesn't overturn the Dargush. Ela zoikfai. He sets it straight up. Vi amrit arsa de gadahu. If the bed is a bed of good luck, then he should have to turn it over like any other bed. Va Tanya, ha kaifes mitasai. When an avel turns over his bed, loy mitasa bavadu kaifa, he doesn't just turn over his own bed. Ela kol mita sheyesh lo b'techabayisu kaifa. He turns over all the beds in the house. He turns over all the beds in the house. So why wouldn't he turn over the mita the dargush? Says Gemara like Kasha, that's not a question at all. Why he doesn't turn over that bed? Because midi dahava amita miuchedes lekelim. It's like a bed that services other kelim. The Tanya learned in a brayse im hayis amita miuchedes lekelim. If it's a bed that services other kelim, ein sarach lechvaisa. You don't have to turn it over. So this bed that's for the ministering angel is like a bed that's servicing other things. It's not a usable bed, and therefore it doesn't have to be turned over. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll hold it here. And next week we will continue in the great Maseches Nedarim. Have a good night, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha.
Recording stopped.
just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.